Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good afternoon. Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and internationally. Imagine, feel the energy. Discover what the world has to say by clicking on to blogtalkradio.com. Imagine reaching listeners all over the world. Imagine Blog Talk Radio, a powerful, powerful communicator, a powerful PR and marketing tool. Imagine when I send you the link to the archive shows, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on any of the dates. I'm on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 12 noon Central Time. How exciting. You listen to the show, and you're just absolutely mesmerized, and you've got to share it with your email database, and then you ask them to share it with their email database, and so on and so on. By the click of a Z button, and 8 minutes later, you have circled the world. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, Friday the 13th. Day before Valentine's Day. Guest call-in number 347-637-3789. Let your voice be heard. You know that the entire month has been dedicated to love is in the air. Love changes everything. How you live, how you die. Love, love can make summer fly. Yes, love changes everything. And you could hear this week's show on Tuesday, now February 10th, we did Love the Authentic You. On February 11th, Wednesday, for the love of the big cat, Africa. And on the 12th, the NATO Summit for the Love of Entrepreneurship, Lee Patrick, in memoriam. She's featured in the book Choices. There are 14 of us. You'll want to get the book. It would make a marvelous, marvelous gift at any time. And of course, today, love is in the air. What are you doing for Valentine's? Call me at 347-637-3789. And if you do, I will give you a gift. The ebook, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Free. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. And my Valentine gift to you, only if you call in today. Doesn't work. You could email me, but I want you on the air with me. You could email me and tell me what you're doing about Valentine's Day, but no free book. The gift is only if you call in today. And you have until 1 o'clock to do it. 347-637-3789. And that's Central Time. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And I love to get letters. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then be sure and check out the websites, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and SimplyAgeless.net. Click on all of Z buttons and be prepared to be wowed. Click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. It's an original. Then click on performances. David Taylor and I, he's the assistant concertmaster of the renowned Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And then scroll down to books. The e-book is free to everyone today that calls in. 347-637-3789. No bait and switch. I get your email and I send it to you. That's it. If you want to stay in touch with me, this powerful consortium, Live with Kathy, that will be your choice. And then scroll down, it's nonfiction. Scroll down to choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. 14 stories. 14 of us who knew that we could get through the abyss and get to the mountaintop. Oh, it's going to give you help and hope, and you want to share it with others. Marvelous for gift giving. You could get order the book through AuthorHouse.com, Amazon, and Barnes & Noble. But AuthorHouse was the publisher, so you'll want to call them and say, I've just got to have that book. Soft, hardcover, soft cover, hard copy, and ebook and Kindle. Trust me, you won't be able to put it down. Click on February 12th. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on February 12th. And hear the story of this incredible woman. Just incredible. You will actually feel, taste, touch, and embrace how genuine she was and how passionate she was about building her own home-based business. And then, darlings, the heart of the lion. Oh, you'll want to tune in next week. We have extreme sports. And then we segue into the dark continent, the heart of the lion, the continent itself, and the wild animals. I encourage everyone to take a trip to Africa. I went on a photo safari, and I do have my journal. And whoever orders The Heart of the Lion through me will get a copy of that original journal. It's a copyright, so you could be with me when I wake up in the morning to go on the morning game drive runs, and then the ones in the evening. What? I can't describe it. You have to read the journal and then read the book. Now, let's go back to choices. Should you decide to order choices, you could call me at 847-882-8717, and depending on, there is a minimum that you are going to order to get a discount, and it should be my pleasure to offer you that discount. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And before we get into, the 13th, and today is Friday the 13th, and then tomorrow is Valentine's. There are, to all of you states that have embraced same-sex marriages, I salute you. Love belongs to everyone. It isn't us to judge anyone. I am pro-choice, and I salute you. I salute you, Dan, Chin Chin. 100 years of good health and good fortune. And we're here with the world in the... Oh, by the way, the weather here is freezing cold. You know, I'm Chicago-based. It's freezing cold. And I just heard that over the weekend, we may get anywhere from 5 to 8 inches of snow, which is nothing compared to what Boston is getting in the New York States. Talk about stress. What can you do? You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. And where are they going to put all of this snow? I have no idea. Where are they going to put all of this snow? Huh. Go slow on wildlife, Samaritan law. Oh, on the front page of Tuesday's Daily Herald, we posed the question, this is our view from the Daily Herald, should helping an injured animal put you in jail? The headline referenced the story of Steve Patterson, who defied instructions from state conservation officials not to interfere and rescued, two baby eagles whose nest had fallen from a tree near his home. He contacted the Flint Creek Wildlife Rehabilitation Center near Barrington, which sent people to pick up the birds. He was charged with a Class A misdemeanor, which could bring up a fine of $2,500 and 6 months to a year in jail. What? His first trial ended in a hung jury, and he faces retrial this month. Although no one really thinks he'd get anywhere close to the maximum penalty. Oh, for heaven's sakes, I escort little ladybugs and spiders out of my apartment and take them out and put them out on the patio. Still, what do you think about that? Of course I would. Look, every once in a while, I see a wild coyote traversing our grounds where I live. Oh, if there was any way that I could get out there and leave food for the poor thing without him knowing and without him attacking me. All right. Still, his story has prompted the introduction of Wildlife Good Samaritan Bill by Pritchard of Higley, and a similar bill of Deerfield. We say it's worth talking about, but let's go slow. What? Oh, there's a lot of sympathy for Patterson, thousands of signatures on petitions, urging the charges be dropped. The Flint Creek people are supporting him too, arguing the eaglets were dehydrated and had broken wings and most likely would have died had he not intervened. Patterson probably isn't the poster child for the argument here. He is a wildlife photographer from LaSalle County who's had run-ins with state conservation laws before, including one conviction for baiting an owl to return to a place where he could more easily photograph it. Well, that was benign. I didn't see anything wrong with that. A Good Samaritan law could make sense if properly worded and vetted to protect people who stumble upon injured animals and feel compelled to assist. As it is, most of those people are probably unaware. What law? Whether it's a human being or an animal, if they're in dire need, I'm going to insist. More and more critters and humans. Come on, TV. And humans are crossing paths in the suburbs. Endangered birds, coyotes, foxes, and even the occasional bear are all creeping back into populated areas. We need updated laws to deal with the updated situation. None of this changes the fact that for the most part, humans need to maintain a respectful distance from wildlife, both for their own safety and for the animals' well-being. In many cases, baby animals that looked abandoned aren't. Conservationists say that once an animal has been rescued by a human, The chances that it can ever be returned to the wild diminish significantly, although one of the rescued eagles has been released. Well, what's their rationale? Sometimes, it's just the law of nature at work, the cycle of life, eat or be eaten. Animals die out there, and humans must be judicious in knowing when or how to interfere. We value groups like Flint Creek and respect the concerns of people like Patterson. But wildlife rescue isn't a simple business. Whatever law the legislature eventually comes up with needs to walk a fine line and will require more than just compassion and good intention. I ain't going to let anyone die. Not if I could help it. Let your voice be heard. Call in 347-637-3789. 2015. Love is in the air. Feel the energy. Okay, one last little quip, and then I'm going to go on to the topic of the show today. Democrats select Philadelphia for convention. I just knew you really had to select that, had to know that. They have selected Philadelphia as the site of the party's 2016 National Convention, choosing a patriotic backdrop for the nomination of its next presidential candidate. Who's it going to be? Who do you think it is? Oh, by the way, it's the city of brotherly love, famous for its roots in the nation's founding. Scrumptious cheesesteaks, Rocky Balboa boxing films could be the site where Obama passed the torch to Hillary Clinton, the leading contender for the party's nomination should she run for president. No, Meech Movidi. No. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call-in number is 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. Log on, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and SimplyAgeless.net. Now, isn't it ironic? Isn't it ironic that today is Friday the 13th? The day where, superstition? Huh. Today, first of the three Friday, the 13th days for 2015. Get ready for superstition three times three. Friday is the first of three Friday, the 13th this year. Each year has at least one Friday the 13th, but there can be as many as three. 2012 was the last year with three Fridays, the 13th. The next will be 2026. So it's a day to celebrate. 15, and it will take another 11 years to have three Fridays in that year. Here's a look at the mysterious date through the eyes of the numerals-obsessed educator who calls himself Professor 13, a British journalist moving her family to a new home on Friday the 13th while wearing a four-leaf clover, a psychics professor who used to tempt fate by breaking mirrors and walking under ladders on Friday the 13th, and a New Jersey woman whose cat rescue operation finds it hardest to locate homes for black cats. All right, Professor 13. University, his name is Thomas, at Delaware, has studied Friday the 13th extensively. He even went by the nom de plume of Dr. 13 until he learned of a comic book character of the same name and decided to change his to avoid legal trouble. He now goes by Professor 13. He says that One of the most common explanations for the origin of the date being associated with bad luck stems from the Bible. There were 13 people at the Last Supper, Jesus and his 12 apostles. The crucifixion took place on Friday, and the two have been linked ever since. But the professor also says Norse mythology asserts the god Loki went uninvited to a party of 12 other gods and caused the death of the most beloved one, Baldur. To this day, I don't know, do you do it too? Parties are wary of having 13 members. In Paris, there are businesses that will rent you a professional 14th dinner guest. Huh. The professor's career at the university began in a numericality auspicious manner. I got the call to come in and interview on Friday the 13th at 1:13 p.m. The 13th minute past the 13th hour, he said. US-13 is the route I take to get here. I bought a paper that day. It was 103, and 103 was the winning lottery number. So I put a bet on a horse named Lucky Friday, who was running the 13th race. His horse naturally won, wouldn't you think? No. He finished the 13th. Okay. Now the mover. The British journalist, Wildup, is moving her family to a new home on the beach in Sussex, England on Friday the 13th. I would never dream of opening an umbrella inside or putting new shoes on the table, she said. I salute magpies. I throw salt over my shoulder if it gets spilled. I never, ever walk under ladders. She said, you know what? I think we're all a little superstitious. It's human nature to try to exert some kind of control over our little corner of the world, especially one in which there is so much terror and turmoil. We look for ways to minimize any perceived threat. Of course, it's all nonsense. But, I don't know. That doesn't stop us from doing it. Case in point, she'll be wearing a locket containing a four-leaf clover as she makes the move. Well, I hope nothing goes wrong. I shall blame Friday the 13th if it does. But this is a big move for us. To our dream home, we feel lucky. We feel excited. And an insignificant superstition shouldn't tarnish that. Mich movidit. Now here's Eric Carlson. Never put much stock in Friday the 13th. In fact, the Wake Forest University professor once led a group called the Carolina Skeptics, who would gather every Friday the 13th and encourage people to do unlucky things just to prove that the world wouldn't end as a result. We would deliberately challenge his superstitions, he said. At 13:13, I would stand under a ladder. We'd have a fake black hat, I'm allergic to real ones, and break a mirror and spill salt while standing on a crack. We like to have control in our lives. It's very discomforting that bad things happen that we can't control. So we try to find ways to control these bad things. Superstition gives us a sense of being in control. He says nothing bad ever happened to him during or after tempting the fate on Friday the 13th. I have a good life. I have a wife and two children. And all of us are healthy. And besides, he adds, it's bad luck to be superstitious. Now the cat lover. Oh, our Beauregard was black with a sprinkling of white. I love cats, big, little, small, indifferent, all colors, shapes. Now, on the New Jersey shore, Rebecca runs a rescue operation for stray cats, placing them in foster homes until someone permanently adopts them. Oh, she says, black cats are the hardest to place for adoption, she said. People will call up and say, I want a cat, but I don't want a black one. However, this Friday, the 13th, her group will be holding a Black Friday adoption drive for black cats. Isn't it interesting? Friday the 13th. And the next time it's going to happen will be in 11 years, 2026. What are you superstitious about? You know, I'm going to have to think about it. What am I superstitious about? I don't know. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the calling number 347-637-3789. And you'll get a free gift today, my Valentine gift to you. No, you're not. I'm not going to send you a black cat. Oh, they're darling. Cats are just darling. I love all animals. Obviously, you know that. Call in 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And then the websites, kathywatsonspeaks.com and simplyageless.net. Love is in the air. Can you feel the energy? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching the world, and it's an incredible marketing tool. Call to action. Imagine. Have you ever been on radio? Would you like to be on radio? You're afraid to be on radio? You get nervous when you speak to multitudes of people? But imagine being introduced to a process, to an introductory offer for 10 weeks. We talk. You call me at 847-882-8717. And we see if we resonate. If you're expecting, you see, this is a learning curve. This is a learning curve. The success formula for PR and marketing is name recognition, exposure, repetition, 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 repetition. No, this is to improve you. If you're expecting the floodgates to open, oh, take your money and go annoy someone else, I don't even want you to call me. But if you're willing to shift your strategies to accommodate the change that you have to make in your business, then call me, 847-882-8717. And, well, pick your brain to find out just what it is that you want. Is this something that's going to make the world feel better about themselves? Is it a book? Is it an invention? It could be anything. I don't know. You have to tell me. We work together. And then, here's the good news. Once you've come on board for the 10 weeks, your commercial is heard in my voice 30 times, and then you're invited. You're going to host your own show for a half hour. Of course, I'm going to guide you. Yeah, this is a proof is in the pudding. Ah, the show is done. And you get to hear yourself. I send you the link. And then you ask yourself one question. Hey, how dynamic was I? Are they all going to run to get in touch with me? Did I motivate them? Did I pique their interest? Mich movidit. This is a learning curve. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your identity, your signature. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. I don't think you'd be listening to me too long if this is what I sounded like. Your voice defines who you are. Want to find out more? Call me, 847-882-8717. Ah, love is in the air. Do you truly want to send an engaging Valentine gift? Think out of the box. Think Lobster Graham. Now get your pen and pad out. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Dom Perignon of gift giving, the Lobster Graham. The website is lobstergraham.com or call 800-548-3562. Wouldn't you want to surprise the recipient with this gourmet presentation fit for a king or queen? They'll feel like a king or queen. Now, Lobster Graham has gift certificates or e-certificates. And you get your product on the day that you designate. If you're sending it and you want it to be there next Wednesday, it's going to be there on next Wednesday. And it's great for veterans, too. This Valentine's Day, anniversary, no matter what. Make it unique. How about mouth-watering, succulent live lobsters, lobster tails, fork tender steaks, appetizers, dessert, or any combination you can think of? You have to get their catalog. Oh, the lava cakes. Oh, and the filet mignon, and the crab cakes, and the soups. Bon appetit. And here's good news. If you mention my name, Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, you'll get a 10% discount. Mention my name, Kathy, and get a 10% discount on your order. Just go to lobstergraham.com or call 1-800-548-3562. Mention my name, and you'll get 10% off on your order. Life with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the fastest, most productive and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, they work hand in glove. Log on www.impact-net.org. And when you click on the events, February 25th to the 22nd through the 25th, they'll be in Las Vegas. It is a meeting of the titanic deities coming together so that you could enjoy a quality of life with your purchases, knowing that the iron workers are behind all of these incredible John Hancock Building, the Empire State Building, the Statue of Liberty. Ah, you see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to Impact and Ironworkers. But I want you to acknowledge the Ironworkers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of Ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Now, all of you grasshoppers out there, you youngins, out of high school, or you might even be in college, it's going to take 4 years to get what you want in college. And I'm all for higher education. Now, on the other side of the coin, you have the Dompédion of the trades. You have to qualify to be an apprentice. Going to take 4 years, and then you're a journeyman. Here's the beauty. I want you to feel the energy behind all of this. You're going to be earning while you're learning, and your pension is put into place, and it follows you everywhere you go. You feel the energy? And you get a workout, body and brain. You're challenged. Are you up to it? Or are you a little cupcake? And then you'll want to order the CD, Ironworkers, What a Noble Profession, the music, Aaron Copland's Fanfare to a Common Man. Bombastic. Wake you up. Transitions into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. To find out about Ironworkers, log on ironworkers.org. I have a special place in my heart for Ironworkers. I married one. And when you think that I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture, you would say, what? It's not going to happen. It's not going to last. Oh, I don't know. 62 years later. Was it smooth sailing? Hell no. But we persevered. We grew. We matured in our relationship. I salute all of you Ironworkers. Now, today, I had a marvelous workout at the Hoffman Estates Park District. And while I was walking into the 50-plus center, one of the guys came up to me and said, you know, Kath, I just got a hold of this book that's going to teach me how to be mentally alert as I get older. He's in his 70s, pushing 80. He said, well, I'm sure that you and I are doing 99% of the things right. But, you know, I was very nice. I said, well, probably. I want to tell you something. The body and brain don't age. We do, by our choices. You've got to memorize. My glass shall not persuade me. I am old, so long as youth and thou are of one date. But when in the times furrows I behold, and look, I death my day should expiate. For all that beauty that doth cover thee is but the seemly raiment of my heart, which in thy breast doth live as thine in me. How can I then be elder than thou art? O, therefore, love, be of thyself so wary as I, not for myself, but for thee will, bearing thy heart, which I will keep so chary as tender nurse her babe from faring ill. Presume not on thy heart when mine is slain. Thou gavest me thine, not to give back again. That's Shakespeare's Sonnet 22. Boy, did I rebel when I was studying with a professor at DePaul University. I don't want to learn Shakespeare. He says, shut up, sit down, you're going to learn it. Take two sonnets. So I took 18 and 22. And 18, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Log on to the website, and you'll hear me recite that, and Roger Plummer's voice is, oh, absolutely magnificent. Now, at the 50-plus club, the director is Rika. She does a magnificent job. You don't have to be bored and lonely. Log on, find out your park districts, senior centers, and libraries. Log on heparks.org. Let's see, February 13th, February to March. Well, we've got about 2 months and the tax man cometh. Need some little help with a tax issue? You can email Greg McIntyre, our CPA, ahtax@ameritech.net. Don't even go there. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Do you have any idea how many people tell me that looks don't matter? Well, I guess they haven't looked in the mirror. Yes, it does. There's a new aging paradigm out there. I ain't gonna let glamour fall by the wayside. I want glamour to be part of aging. Aging has been theorized, spiritualized, and intellectualized. I want it to be glamorized. And all you have to do is log on to these senior pageants. Look at these magnificent women that have a brain cell working. 70, 80, 90, we are shaping the world. Pick up the mirror. Look at the authentic you. Love. Love changes everything, how you live, how you die. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. When you get the book, you'll learn how to acupress your body and you'll know what vitamins to take because good skin comes from within. It's an inside out. And I'm taking another product from Life Extension for the skin. It's just amazing. It is just amazing. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now the PSAs. Con and scam artists, oh man. They want your money. And they're the Administration for Community Living. They're holding webinar series on abuse in later life. It has to do with men and women. But another scam, this is incredible. Greetings to you, Kathy Watson. You've been gifted $1.5 million from Warren Buffett. Oh, I did so want to click on, but I knew I would be dead meat. I got this on Sunday, January 4th. I don't know who they are, but they just want your money. They're pros at sweet talk, promising a solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. Do not give out any personal information. Remember last year, or was it 2013, where I was told that I won millions and millions of dollars, and I still have the certified check for 4,300 and something, and I needed to go to a bank, an open account, put the check in, and write them a check for over $3,000. And I would be held liable for it. And then they very quickly go out of business. Because we did call my personal banker, Bill. Oh, he's a riot. I said, come on, let's have some fun with this. So he called the number, and you could feel the love in the air. And he said, well, I am representing Kathy Watson, and I'm calling on behalf of the letter that she has won millions of dollars. And they hung up. So we waited 10 minutes. I dialed the same number, and it was disconnected. Don't you dare send them any money. Don't you dare give out your Social Security number, where you live, anything. Thank you, ARP. The Fraud Fighter Hotline is 800-646-2283. That's 800-646-2283. Oh, and this is sickening. Based on reports, we lose $3 billion a year. We victims who have been victimized, not me. The true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. 800-646-2283. Domestic abuse. Emotional and verbal, too. Domestic abuse left unchecked can be brutal, even deadly. It's violent. Call it what it really is. It's a crime. Think back to when you were first in the relationship with a loving person this man was, or woman. Yeah, you women too. Grandmothers, grandfathers, elite people. Everyone. Everyone is suspect. And then the comfort zone is over with, and the true person survives. Becomes a reality. Then the violence starts. You don't want to leave your relationship. You just want it to end. It ain't gonna, honey. You have to reach out for help. Know what your resources are in your country today. Don't you dare tell me that you're staying for the children. If I have strange powers, I will find you, and I will pluck the children away from you. You want to stay and be brutalized by a man or a woman or whoever this ugly, ugly, evil person is, decadent, that's your business. But children shouldn't have to be victimized. It'll scar them for life. In Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline is 877-863-6338. And the national domestic violence hotline, 800-799-7233. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And the PSAs have been brought to you by, yes, the authors and choices. Chuck Brazelton, providing insurance and financial services. Rhea Schmidt, hey, Kev, who am I? Where am I going? I just got to be me. Story through the years. What's your greatest freedom? And then in memoriam, Bonnie Brooks, Lee Puttrick, and Bev Gosay. Don't be a victim. It's your money. You've worked for it. They're sociopaths. They'll do, if it takes them a year to get the money, they're going to do it. And now here's more good news. Thank you, all of you that are contributing to the sponsorship of public service announcements. But let's go back to books. I talked with Tom, the author, The Second Coming. Oh, it's going to be revisited. It's going to be a movie. They're just making all the changes. You know, I guess there's a lot of red tape or whatever you want to call it. But he was so excited about it. Now it's available through Tate Publishing, but you could log on Amazon.com and Author House. Get a copy of it, The Second Coming of Christ. It did happen. It did happen. Nonfiction. No, it is fiction. I'm sorry. The nonfiction books are The Elixir of Youth and Choices. And the fiction is The Heart of the Lion, but part of it is true. And The Second Coming, and then 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. 347-637-3789. Write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And log on KathyWatsonSpeaks.com or simply ageless.net. Love is in the air. It's our Valentine show. Can you feel the energy? Andrew Lloyd Webber's love changes everything. How you live, how you die. Love can make summer fly. Yeah. Love changes everything. Now I tremble at your name. Nothing in the world will ever be the same. Do you feel the energy? Love changes everything. Let me go on to the art of love. But I have to read this to you. Michael Bolton, when a man loves a woman, he can't keep his mind on nothing else. He'd trade the world for the good thing he's found. If she's bad, he can't see it. She can do no wrong. And he'll turn his back on his best friend if that friend puts her down. When a man loves a woman, he'll spend his very last dime in trying to hold on to what he needs. He'd give up all his comforts and sleep out in the rain if she said that's the way it ought to be. When a man loves a woman, he'll give you everything he's got. Trying to hold on to your precious love. And baby, please don't treat me bad. When a man loves a woman deep down in his soul, she can bring him such misery. If she said that's the way it ought to be. When a man loves a woman deep down in his soul, she can bring him much misery if she's playing him for a fool. Well, he'd be the last one to know. Loving eyes can never see. When a man loves a woman, I know exactly how he feels. Because when a man loves a woman, he can't keep his eye on nothing else. He'd trade the world for all the good thing he's found. And this is the day before Valentine's Day. For all of you gals out there, no man is worth your tears. But once you find one that is, he won't make you cry. And all of you men out there, no woman is worth breaking your heart. But if you find one that is, she won't break your heart. Many people come and go and have been from the start. Not all of them, like you, leave footprints on my heart. Life is full of ups and downs, some disappointments too. We meet folks along the way who help see them through. I will always remember your smile and your greeting, and you became my friend at our very first meeting. Time moves on, and so do we. 'Twas when we had to part that I came to realize your footprints lingered on my heart. the song lyrics, Elvis Presley, "Can't Help Falling in Love with You." And the Impossible Dream lyrics from The Man of La Mancha. That one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star. It could be the unreachable love of your life. And don't you just love Nat King Cole's "When I Fall in Love"? It will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. In the moment I can feel that you feel that way too is when I fall in love with you. Listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Love is in the air. Can't you feel the energy? How did February 14th become a day devoted to love? The origin is said to date back to around February 14th, 278 AD, when holy priest Saint Valentine of Rome was executed. His crime? Performing weddings for soldiers who were forbidden to marry. Before the priest was executed, he wrote a letter to his jailer's daughter, who he had healed, signing it, "Your Valentine." Poet and author Geoffrey Chaucer is credited with adding a romantic element to the day during the High Middle Ages, when courtly love flourished. By the 18th century, the day evolved into one for the lovers exchanging gifts. Well, you know, there are many sides to the term romantic, said author Groom, all of which are open for interpretation. We can see ourselves in or find a way to be attracted to and have an intimate experience with a particular work of art, upfront and personal. Oh, and you should see some of the portraits are absolutely incredible. The love of art. The Art Institute of Chicago works depict various aspects of romance. Love, like art, is subjective, constructed from varied nuances that make each experience unique, with parallels such as passion, desire, and even eroticism defining the two. What better way to experience both on Valentine's Day than a trip to the Art Institute of Chicago or the Art Institute where you live? Oh, Julia Groom, who is the she is the curator of it. Did you know that President Barack Obama and Michelle's first date was a trip to the Art Institute, as art museums also offer an intimate setting? Guests looking to extend an experience can end the day with a romantic three-course Valentine's Day dinner after visiting the Art of Love. Don't you feel the energy? I'm sending you my love to all of you, and I'm circling the world. Until Tuesday, love is in the air. Do you feel the energy? Au revoir.